Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. If you could spend a small amount now to save billions of dollars later, would you do it? That's what the Alzheimer's Foundation is proposing.
Its focus is on 5 years. By delaying the onset of Alzheimer's by just 5 years, we'd save hundreds of billions in healthcare.
The Foundation's recent report suggests by investing $2 billion a year starting in 2015, the savings of successfully delaying Alzheimer's would pay for the cost of research in just 3 years.
How? Because treating Alzheimer's is expensive. Today it costs Medicare $154 billion. That's 20% of its budget. By 2050, the total cost will skyrocket past $1 trillion.
If, however, a new treatment by 2035 delayed the onset of Alzheimer's by 5 years, almost 6 million people would not develop Alzheimer's by 2050. That's a savings of nearly $90 billion for families and $370 billion for the federal government.
Here's another sobering fact. The proportion of those with early and moderate versus severe stages of the disease will shift to the right by 2050. What does this mean? Well, in early stages, people function well and the financial impact is low.
In the moderate stage, memory lapses and confusion become apparent. Then in the final, severe stage, people need extensive daily care. This stage will impact half of Alzheimer's cases in 2050.
The effect could be devastating unless an investment is made now. Several studies have the potential to make the 5-year delay a reality. Even though President Obama has pledged $100 million a year, it's a mere start. We need much, much more.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.